Badgertail glared at Genos. A small, bitter smile curled those thin lips.
What is this, Moon Chief? You would betray your promise of safety?
You've left me no choice, Badgertail. We are a desperate people. In a few moments, I will take you to the gate platform, and you can signal your warriors to call off the attack. Then I want you to summon one of your warriors and order him to take my plea for more time to Tharon.
Tharon won't listen, and within 2 days, my warriors will figure out the sham and attack you anyway. You've nothing to gain by taking us hostage.
Time, Badgertail. Time. Perhaps in 2 days I can sneak out the mothers and children. Maybe the elderly. Then, well, your warriors may do what they will. We will fight you until we are all dead.
He lifted a hand and moved it futilely. The fire had gone out in his dark eyes.
We will die anyway. You take our food and our source of power. Better quickly than a lingering death that eats our souls with its pain.
Genos lifted his gaze expectantly to the doorway. Badgertail prepared himself. Bobcat had flattened himself against the wall by the entry. His chest heaved with anxious breaths as he nodded to Badgertail. Then his glance touched on Genos. They had warred together too long for Badgertail to miss his brother's meaning. He waited until the first enemy warrior came through the door.
Go!
When Bobcat swung a fist brutally into the man's throat, Badgertail dove for the floor, crawling frantically for Genos. Genos vaulted off the altar and sprinted for the tiny door in the northern wall. Badgertail caught sight of Bobcat whirling to knee a man in the stomach before two warriors jumped him.
Moon Chief, stop!
No! No! Badgertail, have you lost your human soul? Let me go!
Bobcat screamed in agony. Desperate, Badgertail grabbed Genos' throat.
Tell your warriors to stop. Now, or you're dead. Do you hear me?
Two men slammed into Badgertail, propelling him off Genos. He struggled wildly, grabbing red tatters of clothing, gouging with his fingers until he got an opening. He kneed one of his opponents in the groin, then delivered a fatal kick to his temple. Badgertail was grabbed by the hair and jerked backward. He recognized Mallow's burning eyes. They struggled, kicking, rolling over and over. When they reached the edge of the raised altar, Badgertail gripped Mallow by the shoulders and shoved him over the short drop. He landed a knee in Mallow's face, pulverizing his nose. Badgertail clenched his fists together and hammered Mallow's skull again and again until the warrior stopped flailing. He reared back, preparing to thrust his fist into Mallow's vulnerable throat, but his arms went weak. Across the room, Bobcat writhed weakly in a pool of blood. A blazing golden light glimmered from the copper shaft of the lance that pierced Bobcat's stomach, pinioning him to the dirt floor. Two warriors stood over him, grinning, their lances poised for thrusting.
Bobcat!
Badgertail lunged away from Mallow, racing across the floor.
Get away or I'll kill you!
The sharp point of a lance sank into his right forearm. A haze of arms and legs flashed around him. Then he vaguely glimpsed one of the men pull his club and felt the first blow strike low on his spine. Before he knew what was happening, he collapsed, landing hard on the floor. The warrior beat him unmercifully. Badgertail writhed, trying to shield his head with his arms. When he struggled to twist sideways to get away, a stunning blow landed at the base of his skull.
No! Don't kill him! We need him!